The stage lights are warmer than you might expect. Not blinding, just soft enough to feel intentional. Like they've been chosen not to illuminate, but to gather. To draw attention inward, toward the center, toward him. You don't remember volunteering. One moment you were in your seat, half amused, half skeptical, watching others go up and under the easy charm of the hypnotist. And the next, you could notice your hand beginning to lift, like a balloon is tied to your wrist, almost lazily up into the air, and then under. And now here you are, sat comfortable in a neat row of chairs on stage, only aware of the audience like a distant presence rather than a crowd of individuals, the faint whisper of those who know what's going to happen. You can still leave, you tell yourself. Of course you can. And yet, you don't. The hypnotist smiles. And even with your eyes closed, you could hear it in his voice. Sometimes the mind can find itself watching from outside the body, which isn't to say that will happen to you, just that it can. You might even like to imagine what that feels like now. His voice is conversational, almost casual, somehow too relaxed. Despite what he's saying. And that's the first thing you notice. Nothing happens here that you don't allow, he says. Which is interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes, what we allow can be far more than what we might expect. A ripple of laughter moves through the audience. But you don't laugh. Your attention drifts instead to the man sitting two chairs to your left. Strangely familiar. He smiles politely, but you notice a tension in his shoulders. The hypnotist stops in front of him. Tell me your name. You miss the response at first. Then, as the hypnotist repeats it, you find yourself surprised to hear something similar to your name being said. Before he continues, good. A good strong name. Solid. Reliable. You strike me as someone who likes to stay in control. Am I right? The man gives a guarded nod. Of course you do. That's why you came up here, isn't it? To prove nothing can make you do something you wouldn't choose. He nods again. Firmer this time. And you feel something shift in the air against your skin. Not heavier. Just a subtle weight, right there, like the moment before a coin drops. Good, the hypnotist says, and you'll be perfect for this. He steps back as you focus your vision. You hear his voice broaden, as if addressing the whole stage. Now, I'm going to guide you through a simple process, step by step. Just relaxation, focus, imagination. His voice softens, not quieter, but smoother, more rhythmic. Go ahead and place your feet flat on the floor, hands resting, nice and numb. That's right. Just pause, waiting there. You wonder if you were already sat this way, or if you obey before you quite realize you've decided to. Take a slow breath in. You do. And then back out. The room exhales with you. Another breath, deeper this time. And as you let it go, allow your eyes to rest on a single point.